SSRN News, I'm Jason Walker. That huge budget measure has been signed into law.
President Biden has signed a bill that averts a government shutdown. The deal funds the government at current levels and provides $100 billion in disaster aid, along with $10 billion in agricultural assistance to farmers. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
It funds the government, of course, until March of 2025. That was a big priority for us. This is America First legislation because it allows us to be set up to deliver for the American people.
The deal does not include an increase in the government's borrowing limit, which President-elect Donald Trump insisted on. The House approved the budget by a vote of 366-34. It was passed by the Senate by an 85-11 vote after midnight. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at srnnews.com, Nuna Baby Essentials recalling more than 600,000 child car seats.
That's because the harness adjuster can loosen and the seats may not restrain children. The company told U.S. safety regulators that the recall affects certain Rava seats with a plastic harness adjuster button. Debris can get into the front harness adjuster, making it loose and increasing the risk of injury in a crash. Nuna will send owners a fix-it kit with a new seat pad, instructions on cleaning the harness adjuster, and a screwdriver to remove a plastic cover. No date has been set to notify owners by letter. I'm Haya Punjabi.
Police say 11 people, including some members of a Venezuelan gang, facing potential criminal charges. That in connection with a violent abduction and beating of a couple at an apartment complex in a Denver suburb. Authorities in Aurora say 8 of the suspects are being held by the Federal Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement Agency. 38 people are dead, more than 100 missing in Congo, and a ferry capsized. This is SRN News. America's college professors are very frightened.
A new poll released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that a lot of people who teach at our universities are hesitant to discuss certain topics for fear that their students will get them fired. 49% say they're afraid to talk about transgenderism, and more than a third won't mention abortion or religion lest they lose their job. The study also indicates 70% of college professors never talk about Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court has agreed to take up a new religious freedom case over whether a Catholic charitable organization must pay Wisconsin's employment tax. The justices will review a divided state Supreme Court ruling that refused to grant an exemption to the Catholic Charities Bureau. State court ruled the work of the charities and four other organizations is not primarily religious. This is SRN News. New filings in a 2022 class action suit contend children of the wealthy do get special admissions consideration at some elite U.S. universities.
Although it's always been assumed that such favoritism exists, the filings offer a rare peek at the often secret deliberations of university heads and admissions officials. They show how schools admit otherwise unqualified wealthy children because their parents have connections and could possibly donate large sums down the line, raising questions about fairness. 10 of the 17 schools that were sued have agreed to settlements.
A baby Jesus figurine snatched from a nativity scene in Colorado has been returned with an apology. Police in Fort Collins say it was stolen from a display downtown, but it was brought back to a fire station with a note that said, "I'm sorry, I made a dumb mistake." More details at srnnews.com.